Good morning, YouTube, and good morning, Facebook. Today is the 22nd of February 2020, Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend so far. If I were to entitle this devotional, I would call it The Origin of Faith and Believing in the Perfect Sacrifice for Sin. When we look back over our lives, we can see times when we were in grievous sin against our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We were drawn away of our own lust and enticed. And if we were to just start counting all of our sins of the past and to contemplate all of the sins that we may commit yet in the future, and even this very day, it would be insurmountable, would it not? Sin is anything that is in defiance to God's perfect law. We are told, if you love me, keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. Well, if we counted up all of our sins of the past, the present, and the future, without a remedy, we would be hopelessly, helplessly lost. But I have good news. Jesus Christ is the remedy for all of his people's sins. How do we come to believe that he is the remedy for our sins? How do we come to have the faith to believe that he died on the cruel and rugged cross for us personally? Where is the origin of our faith? Where does it come from? We're told in the second chapter of Hebrews that he is the author, Jesus Christ, of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. The origin of our faith is rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ himself. We are told in John 3, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. When we look at our sins of the past, and we account the things that we've done against our God and against our fellow man, against our friends, against our loved ones, against our relatives, against our spouses, against ourselves. If we were to dwell and look only upon our sins, we would be hopelessly, helplessly lost. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep had gone astray. We turned everyone to his own way. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, you know, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Hebrews 12:24. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. John 1:29. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore he cometh in the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Welcome aboard, Troy Scharborough. You're up and at 'em early this morning. And so the question that I have this morning is, where is our faith originating from? And where do we find the belief and the faith to believe in the perfect sacrifice for our sins? And we can find it in Hebrews 12:2. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and he despised the shame, and he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Welcome aboard, Leon Kennedy. Good to see you this morning. It's impossible for a person who's dead in their trespasses and sin to get up out of the coffin and cause themselves to be born again. Only the Spirit of God can breathe life into our dead souls and cause these dead bones to start dancing around. Jesus Christ is the origin of our faith. His Holy Spirit breathes death into the life of the dead soul. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Our faith doesn't come from ourselves. Like Troy says, it comes from the Lord and Savior. That is the origin of our faith. We can't drum up more faith. It's just a statement of fact when Christ said, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. Welcome aboard, Andre Barros. Good to see you this morning. We've got a pretty good breakfast club this morning. Is your coffee on? I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful that God has breathed into my soul the breath of life and caused me to believe that he died on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for me. I'm ever grateful for that fact. The blood of Jesus is an eternal contract between the Father and Son. The work of Christ is already done. We can do nothing to add to or subtract from it, but I'm glad that he did it for me. And if we're in Christ, we've been sealed until the day of redemption. He did not give us temporary life. Excuse me, he gave us eternal life. Life is in his Son. Everlasting life. He predestinated us unto adoption. Ephesians 1:6. He predestinated us unto adoption. And he never unadopts those whom he has predestinated unto adoption. We are his eternal children. We've been given eternal life. And that life includes faith. That life includes repentance. That life includes justification. That life includes redeeming us from the power of sin and death. And that life includes eventually getting our glorified bodies. And I'm looking forward to that time when we come to stand before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's come home, my children. You know, we have been given the greatest gift that we could ever have been given. The gift of eternal life. It's quite something to think upon. You may have received some very costly gifts in your lifetime, but there's no greater gift that you ever will or ever have or ever will receive. If you've received the gift of eternal life, there's nothing more valuable than that. I'm looking forward to the time when that gift comes into fruition in all of its fullness and glory. When we're welcomed into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. You know, what a glorious reunion to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the New Jerusalem. There's nothing greater for me to think upon this morning than to think of that perfect gift, the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. When he hung on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, what agony and pain he suffered. He bore my sins on the tree, unworthy to be a recipient of his grace, but yet he marvelously showed this debauched sinner, dead in his sins, life. Life is in his Son. And we should be full of joy. We should be full of happiness for what this great Savior has done for us. We should not be in the doldrums. We should be shouting happy. But we must remind ourselves that all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit, working by his eternal love. The gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. That's what it means to be predestinated unto adoption, given to us by the Father in past eternity, chosen before the foundation of the world. We were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by his eternal love. Well, his sustaining grace will always hold us up, whatever is going on in this evil world. We can know whatever happens, he has ordained this for you and me. So to our Abba Father, we cry out daily, have mercy on me, is our plea. And our Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, we can find comfort in knowing that he is always there. Well, Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed and ridiculed and held disdained. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. Christ did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. Christ did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms. And he did say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'm so thankful for the things Christ did say. Well, I want to conclude today's little time that we've had together with this thought. Christ is all. Christ is all. Let men and their philosophies fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood, amid the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. In the eternal Christ I rest my case, and only proclaim his sovereign grace. Well, I hope you have a blessed weekend today. And let us never forget, the reason we can believe and have faith in the perfect sacrifice of Christ for us is God has given us this gift of faith. Amen. Each one of you are in my prayers this morning, Troy and Leon and Andre and the rest of those who've joined us that I can't see on the screen at the moment. And may God be with you today in a very special way. It's my prayer. Emmanuel Rahu Bamu, MGM Church, and those who will join us on YouTube and our other platforms, BitChute and Tumblr and Reddit and Tweet and all the other social platforms that we're on. May God, if he has not yet, may he reveal to you his awesome Son. And may he reveal to you what he has done for all of his people. Is my prayer. God bless.